Jurgen mentioned it, that you want to play better teams at this because you'd like to win, but these are getting ready for the qualifier. So how important was it for some of these guys coming back together finally after 2 months and playing the quality team that you played tonight?
Well, it's important. I think you learn from adversity, you get better. You learn more from adversity. I mean, we can walk over a team 5-0. I don't think that would accomplish a whole lot, except it would give us a false feel-good factor. You know, I think it's important that we play competition, that we get challenged, because ultimately, if our goal is to qualify for a World Cup and get to a World Cup and succeed, there's not going to be any Mickey Mouse teams. They're all going to be really tough, strong, solid competition. And we need to get to the point where we're beating these teams and we can feel better about ourselves.
First half, you go in 1-1. Give me your thoughts, what was said in the locker room at halftime.
Well, we thought we figured out some of their problems and thought we got stronger as the half went on. You know, and really felt good about going out in the second half and maybe picking up the tempo a little bit more, pressing them a little bit harder. But ultimately, that wasn't the case.
Guys are coming from all over the place. You're coming from, Everton. Clint's coming back over here. How tough is it to get into a flow this quick everybody coming back and you're still missing some guys?
That's the challenge. It's a challenge we've always faced. It's a challenge every national team will continue to face, is getting guys who have a different mindset drilled into them for 12 months to come back into a team, forget what they've learned at their club teams, you know, get back into the U.S. national team ethos, the way we train, the way we think. It doesn't happen overnight, and it doesn't happen in 3 days, and that's how long we've had. So we'll continue to grow, get better, and you know, if we get on that plane, you know, in Kingston, and we come back with 3 points, there'll be nobody happier than us.
For you, setting up your defense, setting up your wall on the corners and all that, the communication, you know, between you and your defenders and that, how long does that take?
I'm not sure you can put a number on it. You know, training certainly helps. Openness, trust, communication on the training field helps. You know, the more you can do that, the better. But ultimately, you need to get into games. Trust, I think, is the biggest thing. I keep saying it. You know, you need to be able to trust that in the back, no matter whether it's the number six, the center halves, the goalkeeper, that you guys trust each other. You know, that I'm telling you to do something because it's helping you out, and I'm going to cover your back if you need it. And all that, again, that just takes some time. It takes some time. And we talked about this before the last World Cup. People asked me the same question, and we said it just takes time. We had some injuries. We had some guys come back, and we got it right, you know?
How good is Belgium? How good can they be? And Hazard wasn't even there tonight.
A lot of the players weren't there. They could be great. They could be great. I mean, they're one of the top European sides. You know, they're young. They're hungry. They're talented. You know, most of their players, if you look across the board, are playing big minutes and influencing big European clubs. Man, it doesn't get better than that.
And Lukaku, I mean, he's on the rise too, isn't he?
He's a monster. He's only a kid, you know. He might just barely be out of his teens, but he's fantastic. I've played against him quite a few times. So, yeah, he's good. Good kid.
Good luck the rest of the way.